Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Are you about to renew your car insurance and steeling yourself for a hefty hike in your premium? Well, today's Irish Independent tells us that car insurance premiums are rising at three times the rate of inflation. So why are we paying so much for our car insurance, and what action from government might help to reduce those insurance premiums? I'm joined now by Brian Hanley, who's CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Claire.
So how much are car insurance premiums going up by? Do you agree with those figures from the Independent today, three times the rate of inflation?
Yes, that's right. I saw in Charlie Weston's piece highlighted that this is the ninth consecutive month that the cost of motor insurance has gone up, and has gone up by some 7.4% when compared to last year. Now, look, it would be churlish not to acknowledge the increase in costs and labour when it comes to motor repairs because of inflation. But I think an increase of three times the rate of inflation could be seen as opportunistic when a number of other factors are taken into account.
Right. So you're saying that you accept that there has been an increase in the amount of money that it costs to get a car fixed, but it's not reflected in what we're seeing in the increases, that the increases are just too high.
Well, that's right. And so the cost of labour and parts, they're not the whole story when it comes to motor insurance claims and what insurance companies have to pay out. So, you know, the central bank would have shown in recent data that whilst the cost of damage claims has been going up, it only amounts to 41% of the overall cost of claims. You have injury claims making up the other, so that would be personal injury claims comprising the majority. And injury claims were actually down per the last central bank report. We know too that the personal injury guidelines mean that the awards given out for injury claims have at very least stayed the same and will be reducing year on year going forward. So yes, some costs are going up, but not others. And those savings that are to be made on injury claims are likely to only increase thanks to the many government reforms that have been in recent years.
Because we would have expected with the number of personal injury claims and the payouts going down that we would then see the premiums coming down. But we're told that inflation is the stumbling block.
It is, but it's again, to look at another aspect of the equation, and that's insurer profit levels. I mean, it's clear from many reports in the media and over the last 12 months or so that insurers are not raising premiums on sufferance. They're doing so in the context of record profits being made across the sector. And I think it's very disheartening to see premiums rise so quickly after all that has been done to tackle insurance costs. I mean, everything they said they needed to reduce premiums, they've gotten. I mean, the government have bent over backwards on this. We've seen the introduction of a Garda Insurance Fraud Unit, reforms of the Injury Resolution Board, the passing of changes to the duty of care. I think we heard recently new steps to tackle uninsured drivers. And then we have the personal injury guidelines that were introduced in 2021 and affirmed by the Supreme Court in the last few months. And those bring down and stabilise the size of awards. So we have seen an enormous amount of work done. So I think it's very difficult for the people now to see premiums increasing at three times the rate of inflation.
And what's happening on the business end, Brian? Because we're talking about motor insurance in the main, but we have heard in recent years about small businesses, some of whom have had to close because they couldn't cover the cost of their premiums in relation to public liability cover. What's the picture on that front?
The situation is even worse for businesses, charities and sports organisations who didn't see the benefit of any. While there have been some reductions in recent years in motor, and obviously that's being countermanded now or counteracted now with the recent costs, there was none of that benefit seen. And indeed, I would have heard representatives on your own show recently saying that the savings had been passed on, but that simply wasn't the case. And central bank data would show that, because their 2022 report on liability, public liability and employer liability, found that at a time when the volume of claims and the size of awards were going down, there was an 8% increase in premiums that year, along with a 55% increase in insurer profits. Mm-hmm. I think the government needs to bring massive pressure to bear now on insurers to pass on some of the benefits of the reforms. One example, if I might, Claire, that always occurs to me, is with the Federation of Irish Sports, which represents all the sporting associations, big and small, across the country. They undertook a survey and found that 13% of turnover was being spent on insurance. It's a colossal sum of money.
13%.
13% of turnover.
That's very high. Listen, Neil Richmond is the minister in charge here. He did bring the insurance companies into his office to ask them why they hadn't reduced their premiums, and they're going to meet again before the dull summer recess. Is that enough, do you think? Does it work, bringing that pressure to bear on the companies?
Well, I think it's important and, in fact, essential that they bring that pressure to bear, because they're representing all of us in making this case. And on the basis of all the reforms that have been put forward, they weren't done solely to benefit insurance companies. And I think it's essential that the minister would, on our behalf, make that case. But I think there's more that needs to be done as well, Claire. And that's in the area of competition. Look, we would have seen, and it was very welcome to see OUTsurance join the motor insurance market. And hopefully that will have put some downward pressure on motor premiums. But in contrast, there has been no new liability underwriter for years, and the office to promote competition in the insurance market needs to do a lot more to attract new underwriters, because with all the reforms that we've had and that I mentioned earlier, Ireland is actually a very stable, attractive and profitable market. But I think the government needs to do more to try and deliver greater competition for the many sectors that desperately need it. Mm-hmm.
Cathy Lee's been in touch. My two daughters, 31 and 27, have just had renewal quotes of over €1,000 each. Both have had no claims. They've been driving for several years. And Cathy Lee says it's impossible to understand. And we know that motorists who are getting their renewals in, many of them are going through the same thing, where they're looking at this figure and it seems to be inexplicable, the fact that it's going up.
I think it's very difficult to understand the rate of increase, and one has to watch it, because at what point we have 9 consecutive months of increases, and it's at 3 times the rate of inflation. So the government does, and Minister Richmond needs to make the point clear for the stories that you just highlighted, that it's not acceptable to keep going the way it is when we know other reforms that have come in for a preponderance of the cost of those claims should actually lead to reductions and, at a minimum, be balancing out what we're seeing in terms of inflation.
Okay, and the Minister has said to them that he will ask the Minister for Finance to look at ways to compel them to reduce premiums. This is all dependent on whether, when they come back in to meet Neil Richmond in July, they have found a way to bring down premiums. The government is saying we will take further action. Do you think that that's what's needed, something in legislation?
We certainly will be meeting with Minister Richmond before the Dáil recess, and we'll be asking him what representations he made and what he said to insurers and what their response was before we make, a decision on what we think is the best way forward, because so much has already been done. And I think the worry always, Claire, is that, you know, we need to see one more thing and one more change before we can pass on savings. But that's not the case.
Okay.
We've had a range of reforms, more than enough to that should see reductions for premiums, particularly in the liability sector for charities and sports groups and businesses, but even just something that could act as a handbrake on the spiralling motor insurance premiums as well.
Brian Hanley, CEO of Alliance for Insurance Reform, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. Now, have you been reaching for the extra blanket or layering up with an extra jumper even? Alan O'Reilly will be with us next to explain why it's so cold.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.